and let's say 10 bushels worth $100. So we can't make up that at the end of a year, if you don't give me back the money, give me back 10 bushels. Because maybe then 10 bushels will be worth more than $100. So then it looks like ribis. Since the derech halvo, it's also. Oh, male Rabbi Yosi bar Chom leRav Sheshes, v'yamri lo Rabbi Yosi bar Abba leRav Sheshes, umi yam Rav Huna. Is it true that Rav Huna said like this? I voy boy me name Rav Huna. That's the question for Rav Huna. Hani b'nei be Rav. These Talmid Chachamim, the Yasvei b'Tishrei, they borrow money in Tishrei, or pori b'Tevis, and they pay back later on in Tevis, and they pay back Paris later. You see, even though it went through Halvor, still it's mutter to the Yisn the Shalom. Shari Yosser, is this mutter or is it Osser? Omulu, Rav Huna answered back, Ho'achiti b'hini, v'achiti b'shiloi, yes, there's wheat now and there's wheat later. So, it's mutter, it's not mechzik ribis. So you see, even by halvo, it's mutter. Then, Iboi zavni u'paru le mikor, if he wants to, could have bought it and paid back right now. So Mura says, Sov Rav Huna ain't lovin'. True, first he held, you're not allowed to lend money in order to get back payers. But kiva nishom lo. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Chiya, Amar Rav Lazo, Lovin, once he heard over that, he said it's Mutter, Amar Yunami Lovin, he also said that it's Mutter. Yeah, Tana Rabbonin, the word like this, HaMelech HaChavila, someone's taken a bundle of fruit, Mimokam Lamokam, he's carrying it from one place to another place, from a cheaper place to a more expensive place, to sell it there. Motsu Chaveroi, no, he met his friend. The Yom Aloy, and the friend says to him, Tanoli, give it to me. And I'll pay you the value, how much it's worth in the more expensive place. And let me take it there and I'll sell it there and I'll pay you back later. So it depends. For Rishus Meicher, if while it's traveling, it's still Rishus Meicher, it's in your achrayis, then Mutter, then it's Mutter. Because it's not called like a loan now, it's called like you're selling it. And it's in your Rishus, and first later when he sells, that's when you take over the money. There's no halvor, there's no loan here, it's Mutter. But Rishus Lakech, if right now this person takes over the Chayit, then it's Rishus, so then it's also. Because the Mice is not giving you the money right now, it's first giving you the money later. And he gives you more than it's worth here. So we say, why is he giving you back more? Because it looks like Rivas, it's like Aganotar, therefore it's also. Now, HaMelech Peres Mimokam Lamokam. If you're traveling, taking Peres from place to place, Motzo Chaver, you met your friend, the Yomla, and he says to you, to normally, give me these Peres here, and listen, you're going to sell them in a more expensive place. I own Paris there. I'll give you Paris when you get there. So it depends. In Yeshle Paris, if right now Itak owns, he has Paris there, Mutter. So there's no Havor right now. It's like it's a sale exchange. So it's Mutter. But Vim Lav, if he doesn't own it, so it's called like I'm giving you the money now. And you're going to give me back a better, it's like saw the saw. I'm giving you a bundle of apples here, and you're going to give me later back a new bundle later, and if it's worth more, well, that's the gzera of saw the saw, it's also mechzik ribis, therefore it's also. Only if you have it right now, it's called an exchange, it's not called saw the saw. But if you don't have the apples right now, then it's considered like a loan, and it's called saw the saw, that's also in the Rabbanan. The achamorim, the donkey drivers, malim b'makam ha-yoyker, ki b'makam ha-zeil. They're allowed to take the money in a more expensive place and sell it for a cheaper price, the price that costs someplace else in a cheaper place. V'yeinu cheshem, there's no pshal of ribis here. There's a balabatim here, give you money in a more expensive place, and you later bring them back apples with a cheaper price. My time, what's the reason? Lechur, it should be ribis, because they're giving you money now, and the reason why you're like giving back cheap is because you're using his money in between. Sumar says, not cheap, I mean, you're giving him back much more. You're giving him back in a cheaper price. You're giving him back much more. So why is it muta? It's worth it for this chamorim to do this business that they'll find out the price over there. So Rashi learns, since they have the money, the other people already, people see that they're businessmen. So when they go down to the cheaper place, people realize them. And they'll lend them money or they'll give them Paris on credit. They'll see they're big businessmen. So it's worth it for them to have the money to do the business with in order that they'll gain eventually on the deal. So they're paying for themselves, not because of the ribis. Revacha bread, Raviku Amar, Nichlu de Muzlugabayu. Stam, like Rashi said, they'll catch cheaper prices there. But Yotam Hazol, when they go to the cheaper place, because Hashem, when they hear, Shainelu Mishtakrim Bo, these people are not gaining. They're only giving it back to the rich people there. So you sell like the storekeepers here will have like Rachmanis on them, and they'll give it to them much cheaper. So they have themselves to gain on the deal. That's why it's not called ribis. So Mora says, "My benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons?" So Mora says, "They give benayu tagra charata if you have a new merchant." So Rashi says, "Tag is shayna nikar, they don't know him yet." So according to reason, the magalita roika, if people should let you should become known, it's true, then it's good. But the madiyam the muzika by leka, since people don't realize that you're a merchant, they won't give it to you cheaper. So that swara won't apply. Now the Gemara says, "Besura azli abo." In Syria, it's a place that the chveis for £4, you pay a zuz. Arba. The kafri azli shisa. If a calf, they're £6 you get for zuz. Now yoyev rav zuzi lechamri v'kibul alei unsed yurcha. Rav gave money right now zuz to his chamorim, to his donkey drivers, to take it and get him the better price. And he was mekabel unsed yurcha. If any achrayus happens. And later we took back was only 5. For the Gemara of Nisko Shishi has a right to take 6 already. So Gemara says, Adam Choshev Shani. Since he was an Adam Choshev, therefore it's Muta. Now the Gemara declares. In other words, he gave the Chamorim the Zuz, and like we learned the Gemara before, he's allowed to bring him back, even though he gave it to me in the cheaper price, he's allowed to give it in the higher price, he's allowed to give you back the cheaper price. Seriously, he gave him the zuz here and the here, so you only get 4, but they went to buy in the place to get £6 for the dollar, so why can't he give him back 6? So the answer true, mikra din is muta, but odom choshev shani. He should try and stay away from any type of the mechzei, karibis, so odom choshev did not do this. Now the Gemara says, boy mnei rabasim rabbi yechanan, ma'o lasfais begrutoi is king. Can you do the same deal with pieces of metal or not? Maybe it's only by Paris that's sold very easily. There we say the Chamorim, when they take it up, they have to gain on it. As people tell them the price, they'll get to know into people. It's only by Paris that you could have that swara. But maybe not by metal. Omelis has said back that Bikish Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yis Lassus came to Klipishtin. He wanted to do this type of a deal like by Chamorim, by flax. Floyanichon Rabbi didn't let him. There's only a swara hetta by Paris. Has easily sold. There we say that it's worth it for the Chamorim to take his money and to give him back the cheaper price because he'll get to be known as a business dealer, as a seller. But that's only by Paris, not by clothing. And Ikudiyami, some say, Bikish Rebbe Lassus Begrutois, Rebbe want to do the same type of a deal with the pieces of metal, Cain, Vlohyanicha Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. And Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi did not let him. For this far, it's only muta by Paris. Paris, we say, he sells it easily, the Rashi says. There it gets to be known, there it's not called ribis. By Shankin, by other merchandise, there it would be yosser. In the case where the Chamorim take the money here in the more expensive price, and they give him back the cheaper price. So it looks like ribis there, it looks like the reason why you're giving it back cheaper, is you're giving it back much more, because since you held on to the money in between, that looks like ribis. So the other thing, the tosser, it's only mutadavka by Paris. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Afayin Gimel Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. It says Paradisa. Paradisa is an orchard. You have an orchard. So Rav Osa Shmuel Shori. Rav says it's Osa and Shmuel says it's Muta. Rav says it's Osa. Kivon de Lekaime Shav Yitvei. Since later on it's going to be worth more. Mischaze Ki Aga Notale. It looks like the reason why later they're giving you more. It's because since you let him hold on to your money, it's like he's paying you back for the reward of using your money, which is ribis. So padis we had as a case, you go down to a person that has grapes, and when the grapes are very young, you tell him, listen, here's $100, and I want to have all the produce of this field. So later, like in a month or two later, you're going to give me all the grapes. And then the grapes are worth $120. So really, it looks like ribis. Looks like the reason why lady giving me back the more value, more than $100, is because since I let you hold on to my money for this a while, that's why you pay me back more. So if a Rav Taka says it's also, that's halacha, that's Taka also. It looks like ribis. Oh, Shmuel Shari. Shmuel says, no, it's muta. Tamar says, Shmuel Shari, keep on the heavy bait to you, since it's possible that a chvais will be a frost or a hail or something will come down and ruin the whole crop, so therefore, lemechse ki yoga notale. It doesn't look like the fact that later he gives you back more is like he's paying you back ribis. Because there was a suffix, there was a doubt whether the real would really be worth more or not. So
Therefore, Shmuel says it's not like ribis. Omar Rav Simi Bar Chiya. Almighty Rav, Rav himself admits, the turi did not fish pitzidayu. The turi means when axes. So Rashi learns, or the Shita says, the pshat is, if the lakeach, the one that's buying the grapes, brings down his axes to work on the field. Now, when you have an ox working on the field, it's shchiyah, that'll be a hefsid, because Rashi says it could hurt itself between the thorns, and the animal will start bleeding, and it'll be mekalkol, the ragle hashvarim. The feet of the shvarim will become ruined. Therefore, the lakeach has a loss. So therefore, the moicha gives him back better peiros later. So therefore, it does not look like ribbis. The reason why the lakeach is getting back better, more stuff later, is because now he has a loss. So therefore, it does not look like ribbis. Omalu Shmuel, lahanu dishavsi shivso. Shmuel said to the people, Rashi learns, these are balabatim people, the owners, hamalvim tfuah larisam. They lent tfuah to their oris. So the oris is the person that takes over your field to work it, and you get a percentage of what's coming out. So now you lend him lizera. You lend him money to buy seeds. Lehem legerin tfuah chadosha. You give him zera. You give him seeds now that he'll plant. Oh, mishalmim, they'll pay you back legerin tfuah chadosha. They'll pay you back from the new crop that grows. So what's going on here? Clearly, the owner like rented out his field to an orist that the orist now like owns the field and is working on it. And the owner would lend the orist some wheat, some seeds. Almanas that lady would pay him back the fully grown things. So really that should be an issa of saw b'saw. You're lending him one thing and he returns you back something worth much more. So really it should be yasa. So therefore again, omalu Shmuel. Shmuel told the owners, lahanu d'shavsi shavsa, to the owners that lend zera seeds to the oris, that hafuchi b'arya, we want you the owner now to go make like a chazaka in the field, like turn over the field, make a kinyan there, ki hecha de korne l'chu gufa the arya, like now this karka should be like meshubba to you also, not only to the oris but to you also. So therefore what grows, it like grows in your field, therefore you're allowed to have from the fully grown wheat. Because vi loi, if you do not make a kinyan now, like make a chazak in the field, heavy l'chul kalvo, it looks then like you're just lending to your oris these wheat, the zera, the yosar, and then when he gives you back the fully grown wheat, that's also, because that's like the yist of sabasor, I'm lending you now a bundle of seeds, and you give me back later a bundle of wheat that's worth much more. So that should be an yist of sabasor. So if we told these people, make sure like, to make a type of a kinyan hazak in the fields. Omalu Rava lahanu demantri bagi. Rava told the people that watched. Ban bagi. Rashi learns, shomrei hakomos. The watchmen that watched the corns, the field when it was fully grown. Adak tzir. Until it was cut down. So he told these people. Again, omalu Rava lahanu demantri bagi. To the shomer of the watchmen of the fields, that puko hafucha bevedori. All this time now, that the field is fully grown, and you're just waiting until the ktsir, till the time to cut it down, do something on the field also. Work a little bit. Ki hechad le tishtalem schiras tetchu ad hishasa. In order that your work did not end until the end. Because really, when you finish working, that's when he has to pay you. Because the schiras ain't a mishtalem etzela besaif. Your wages, you're only supposed to get paid after you do the work. Because otherwise they'll be afraid that you finished work a while ago, and later they pay you first the reward, the schar, later, a month later. And when they pay you a month later, they give extra money to you. So then it looks like ribbis.